I shake my head and turn my attention back to Officer Daly. What developments? You've been working my case for months now with zero progress. I emphasize my to remind him who the first victim was. Victim. The word is being thrown around so flippantly. Emma has probably run away, too afraid to face the consequences of her crimes. Of course she did. She's a child, much like my man-child of a husband who couldn't keep it in his pants. His lack of self-control has left a wake of victims. His wife, his daughter, his son, and even Emma, if I dig deep enough, past my anger, and really think about it. Let's try starting from the beginning. Even the smallest detail may help. I know you want her found, too, Officer Daly replies. He's trying to establish trust, to come across as empathetic. He doesn't realize the spaces surrounding his words are so revealing. I can't trust him. Not anymore. Once again, I've put my trust in the hands of the wrong man. Ethan rejoins us with my water, which I ignore. I sigh and glance from Daly to Ethan and back again. What a group we make. The cheating husband, the trustworthy police officer, who may not be so trustworthy after all, and me, the scorned wife with secrets of her own. You know about Emma and Ethan and what Emma did to us. I'm trying to move on with my life, put her and all of it behind me. Is all this necessary? I wish he'd fold shut the stupid little notebook his pen is hovering over, apologize for interrupting our evening, and leave. I know this is hard, he starts. No, I interrupt him, leaning forward to meet his stare. With all due respect, none of you knows how hard this is. I wave my hand dramatically between them. How could they even pretend to know? No one knows what hell my life has been because of the affair and Emma's persistent stalking. After an awkward pause, he continues. We simply want to find Emma. Her family is worried. Then you should ask my dumbass husband where she is, I say. Huh? Ethan asks. Oh shit, did I say that out loud? I spin my wedding band around my finger to keep my thoughts from tumbling from my mouth.